firm like a mountain. If possible, do this meditation seated on the floor, on a cushion if you want. Turn the lower half of your body into a stable base, from which the upper part of your body rises with a straight back. If you cannot sit on the floor, sit on a chair. Feel how the base of your body occupies the space and carries your body. Maybe aware of points of contact between your body and the floor. Keep your head up straight and your shoulders are completely relaxed. If you want, you can lift and release them. Rest your hands in your lap or on your legs and make your posture exude dignity and rest. And when you're ready for it, settle your attention on the motions of your breathing. Aware how you inhale, aware how you exhale. Note how the air you inhale fills your lungs and how your chest and abdomen expand and contract to the rhythm of your breathing. And now picture a mountain. Do not think about it too long. Just take the first image of a mountain that pops up spontaneously. It can be a mountain you remember from a vacation, a picture from your childhood, or any image of a mountain that enters your head. Take in the quality of this mountain as you are seated here now. Firm, calm, with your base on the chair or on the cushion, with a dignified posture. You basically feel yourself turning into the mountain you just pictured. And see how immovable and massive the mountain is, and how beautiful, regardless of whether you look from up close or from further away. The mountain's beauty is related to something that all mountains have, a universal quality of being a mountain. Now see whether you can feel at one with the mountain. Become the mountain. Your head is the summit. Your shoulders are its flanks. Your bottom and legs are the base of the mountain. The base rests on your cushion, on the floor, or on your chair. And perhaps you can feel your body acquire some of the qualities of the mountain as you are seated here, back straight, quietly, dignified. You are seated as a firm, tranquil mountain. Words do not come into this anymore, no thoughts either. You are fully present. The mountain just is. The mountain is being a mountain all day. When the sun rises, moves across the sky and sets. As the light changes, as night follows day and day follows night, the mountain is simply there and itself. The mountain is seated there, firm and tranquil. As winter becomes spring, spring becomes summer, summer becomes fall, and fall becomes winter again. The weather changes every day and every hour. Sometimes there's sunshine, sometimes there's rain or snow. The mountain is tranquil, firm, and calm. The mountain just is. Ice cold rain can fall on the mountain and its summits can be hidden by clouds or mist in any season. People visiting the mountain may be disappointed when the mountain is hidden from the view. But the mountain does not care whether or not people can see it. In the sunshine or in the clouds, amid heat or freezing cold, the mountain just sits there, being a mountain, unmoved by the weather, unmoved by what happens around the mountain. I see myself as a mountain. And I feel quiet and firm. At the summit of the mountain, earth and cosmos meet. The air is rarefied and the silence is palpable. The earth at the foot of the mountain is far away, and the blue dome of the sky is endless. But the mountain is anchored to the earth's soil. The mountain is all soil. I see myself as a mountain, and I feel quiet and firm. As we sit quietly, we keep noticing changes to our thinking, our feelings, our body and beyond, in our lives too. There are times of light and times of darkness, times of bright colors and times of dullness, pain or sorrow. There are storms in the outside world and in our lives and inside us in our feelings. By becoming the mountain as we meditate, we can tap into the mountain's strength and stability. And assume it as our own. You yourself can be this silence and firmness, even if life keeps changing. Every second, every hour, over the years. It can help us see that our thoughts and feelings, our worrying, our emotional storms and crises, and everything that happens to us are very similar to the weather on the mountain. And you can continue like this for the remainder of the meditation. Solid, physically present, firm base, in silence, from moment to moment. Approaching it this way will help you tune in into your inner silence and wisdom, which you perhaps never knew you possessed, amidst the storms. This is what mountains can teach you, provided you want to look and listen. So whenever there is unrest in your life, picture your mountain in your mind. Feel anchored and tell yourself this: I see myself as a mountain. I feel quiet and firm.